Hey, family, let's talk about rebuking the attacks of the devourer. We thank God for you all joining us. In our morning time, we are dealing with the 7 days of prayer that God has given me. And today we prayed for deliverance. Yesterday we prayed for healing. But during our talk, our 5 minutes of inspiration, I want to share with you what God gave us for our weekend sermon. And today, I want to specifically deal with one of 3 points, and that is rebuking the attacks of the devourer. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about rebuking the miscarriage, and then the following day, we're going to talk about rebuking the curse. Let's talk about the attacks. In Malachi, the Bible says, it gives us some instructions. Well, previously, I think about the 8th or the 9th verse of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the Bible talks about being cursed with a curse because we've robbed God. In other words, we have not been obedient to his commandments, and therefore we're robbing God of the opportunity to bless us. But he gives us then instructions to go back into obedience, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive. But what I've been sharing with the saints of God, that once you get to the wealthy place, that don't mean that your job is done. See, a lot of people think, once I finally get married, my job is done. Once I finally get that promotion, that job, then I finally arrive. Baby, when you get to the promised land, there's still some demons, there are some giants, there are some walled up cities. Hallelujah. And there is what is called the devourer. The devourer in biblical times were locusts who would come and eat up all of the vegetation and the fruit, and they would just destroy whole crops, and they were called the devourer. They had a ravenous appetite, and they would just eat up and destroy everything. Now, God uses this word rebuke the devourer. That word rebuke means to check, to turn back, and to keep down. See, just because you've made it to the promised land don't mean that your job is finished. Hallelujah. You don't get to ride off into the sunset and live happily ever after. You get to go into the promised land and begin to battle and to fight for what's yours and to fight what God says is yours. And part of it is to rebuke the devourer. And the first thing he's going to do is he's going to attack. He's going to attack. That attack is designed first and foremost to get you to give up. The children of Israel looked at those giants and looked at those walled cities, and many of them could not experience the blessings of the promised land, the blessings of the open windows, because they couldn't deal with the attacks. Hallelujah. But God is very specific on how we deal with the attacks once we get to the promised land. Just because you're going through drama don't mean that you're in the wrong place. Just because you're under attack don't mean that you have not arrived. As a matter of fact, it may mean quite the opposite. Listen, locusts don't go where there ain't nothing to eat. Giants don't exist where there aren't grapes that's so big it takes 2 men to carry them. Anybody walling up city to hide or to protect something that ain't got nothing in it. And so many times our attacker is attacking the blessings. God says, do not be disappointed to the prophet. Say, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Many times it is the promise of what God is doing. It is the dream, the destiny that God has that the attacker wants to attack. So the first thing you got to do, and let me finish this in just about 1 minute. Number one, you got to check the attacker. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. To check somebody is to let them know, hold on, you ain't in charge, I'm in charge. To check somebody is to remind them who they messing with. You're messing with the child of God. And saints of God, we have the authority and the power to check the devil. He don't get to just come up in my house. We get to check him. Listen, you better not come up in here. You're going to walk over here, but you're going to limp back. Okay, you ain't working with a brother. Hallelujah. Listen, I can defend my property, and I will. I got the power of God. And so we check the attacker. Number two, we turn the attacker back. We discourage him from what he was attempting to do. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore unto God and resist the devil. You got to learn how to turn him back. You got to make him think. Listen, it ain't going to be what you think it is. It ain't going to go down the way you thought it was going to go down. I know, no. Russia thought they just going to move in there and just take that little country. But that country said, no, we turning you back. It ain't going to be what you thought it was going to be. And so we resist the devil and he shall flee from you. We resist him. We let him know, oh no, this ain't no walkover. You don't just walk up in my house, walk up in my home, walk up in my family. I turn him back. Once you check him and once you turn him back, you got to understand that he's going to look for another end. He's going to look for another angle. If you want to let him in the front door, he'll go to the back door. You let him to the back door, he'll come through the window. But he's always, and so you have to keep your foot down on him. You have to keep him down. To rebuke the devil means to check him, to turn him back, and to keep him down. When he attacks, the Bible says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You have the authority and the power to put your foot on the devil's neck. That's what God said to Adam and Eve, that your foot would be on his neck. That's the power that you have. This is what Jesus did. It's the power that we have. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. My time is up, but I need you to know that you have authority, that you have power to rebuke the attack of the enemy. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the miscarriage of the enemy. We're going to have a great time. But remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.